So far we focused on entertainment in the home, but the entertainment opportunities are actually all around us. So we're exploring new ways to link entertainment experiences outside as well as inside in the home. So imagine you're walking down the street. Cinequest, as I mentioned, is the independent film festival. You actually see a poster for a film that sounds very, very interesting. And what you can do, again, this is a prototype, is you can just simply swipe the poster. And what this one has done, if I can just get a close-up on here, is it's actually downloaded from the poster, it's transmitted the trailer and also a URL for the movie. So this one is not from Cinequest, but just use your imagination. And what I can do on my film is basically play the movie, and you can just see it on there if I can just get the right screenshot there, is it's playing, so it's playing a trailer. Now, from an e-commerce perspective, wow, I really like this, I'd actually like to do it. So now what I would do is I would go home to my Vive PC with my cell phone, and I would just simply now connect. And in this case, you can just play. It really is that simple to acquire, manage, and enjoy your content on a Vive network. So I'll just leave that running for a second. So that's a good example of how different technologies, whether it's inside, outside, or around the home, can come together to make the consumer's life easier and better. So for content creators, it helps you get your content more easily to the consumers who want to enjoy it. Okay, so that was the same near-field communication technology I showed you earlier. Again, it's a prototype. It's running on a cell phone combined with the near-field communication running on a Vive platform, as we showed earlier. So when it actually transferred all the rights or all payment information that you needed to, you just got your movie very simply. That's all the consumer cares about. Okay, now there were some others, just in closing, there were some other technologies that we were very interested about and new capabilities, and two of them let me just touch. One of them is the unified display interface that I mentioned last fall, and the other one's HD DVD. Well, with UDI, really a very brief update, we actually launched it. We said we would. We've done that. It basically extends HDMI, and what's interesting is this is actually a UDI cable. It's a passive cable, and it allows the PC to drive both monitors as well as digital television. So we're making tremendous progress with what we said we would do in the fall. The second area is HD DVD. The next generation opticals are here. There'll be two HD DVD players launched this month, in fact, from Toshiba in this case and others. So you're already beginning to see improvements in how we connect, ease of use, new generation optical formats, and all of this is happening today, which means that there's lots more opportunities for all of us. I think we've shown tremendous progress from the last fall IDF. Vive is in the marketplace, and it's already changing the way that we deliver and enjoy entertainment. It's built on standards, and as we know, standards grow markets. It's essential we continue on that clip. You've seen some new technologies that are already building ground. NFC, Simple Config, the Intel secret sauce that Amir and Murdad were enjoying back there. Sean showed 802.11n. Homeplug AVI, UDI, and HD DVD, all of these things are coming together to form around this consistent Vive platform. And that means new opportunities abound for all developers on Intel platforms. So everything I've designed and everything I've shown you has been designed to deliver a simple, easy-to-use, compelling experience. But it's not just escape. It's not just entertainment. There are so many other areas that we'll talk and collaborate with you on over this and other Intel developer forums. Healthcare, advancement, education, all those things that we mentioned before, online communities, etc. These are the major values that we have, and these are the experiences that we believe, truly passionately believe, will drive and increase consumer demand. So we'll continue talking about these at this and every other IDF. Now remember, all of these have the common threads of the consistent platforms, the dual core and multi-core, as well as our innovative software. We're getting great collaboration with Microsoft on MCE, and you can see the results of our joint efforts on stage. But what will you do? Do you have ideas on a way to develop better ideas to deliver on the consumer experience? Is wireless home automation your bailiwick, for example, or a better way to access information? That's what the Intel Developer Forum is all about. So who wins as each of these ecosystems develops? It's the developers. It's people like you in this room. So what I'd like to do is to close by thanking you for being here today. I'd like to thank you for sharing the same passion that we have, and we just join you to continue working with us to create the new normal for tomorrow's digital home. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our general session.